Okay. Probably the way our guys played on Saturday night. It was another strong performance. Offense, what, 3 weeks in a row, or 3 games in a row where we've been very productive. Defense was very good. You know, just kind of the same things I said at the press conference after the game. The post-game press conference is, you know, really just repeating myself with that. We had a couple breakdowns in special teams, which is concerning, and we got to get those fixed. But otherwise, a good game. The atmosphere was great. You know, shout out to our fans for just making it a great home field advantage for us. And the Mus, of course, the Mus was there in full force. So a lot of good things on Saturday night, and now it's on to the next one. You got UCLA at UCLA on Friday night, short week. And so we've got to accelerate our preparation, which, you know, we have a plan in place and that we adhere to. And so we'll jump into that this week. And they're coming off a couple wins. They only got momentum right now. Cal and Arizona, they've got 2 wins in a row and scored 30-plus points in each of those games. And so we've got to go down and play well again. I mean, that's just the nature of the conference. You got to play well week in and week out. And right now, like I said, we got a little momentum on our side. So, questions.
After watching the film, could you guys say that was the best game of Tyler Huntley's career?
Probably so. Yeah, I mean, he's had some really good games for us, but if you were to just narrow it down to the best game, his passer rating was outstanding. It was, you know, in the 200s, which is, you know, as good as you're going to find. And so, took care of the football, ran the ball effectively, got out of some really tough spots in the pocket a couple times. And so, yeah, I think we'd have to concur with that, agree with that.
Well, your teams have always been really good against the run on run defense, but you lead the country so far. What's been so different about this defensive line, linebackers, than maybe years past?
Well, we have had some stout run defenses in the past, and that's always the starting point on defense for us, is to take away the run. But, I think, first of all, personnel. You know, we've got outstanding personnel. We've had good personnel in the past, though, as well, and we've put up some good numbers. But this group really seems to be finding their place. Each guy in each position is really done a good job. You know, we haven't had a spot that's been concerning or not getting play out of one spot and need to, there's always room for improvement, but everybody's playing very well across the board on defense, but particularly in the front seven, and that's, front six now. You know, it used to be the front seven, but front six is playing very well.
It's almost impossible to play your best football every week in this conference, but yeah. What have you learned in recent years about trying to maintain some consistency?
Well, staying even keel, you know, not avoiding being too high, too low, just being consistent in your approach. And this group has been great about that. Their preparation week in, week out is very consistent and very, it's just been no peaks and valleys. And they come out and they take care of their business on the practice field, in the meeting room, and that's really where it starts. And they've done a great job of that.
Looks like the Bruins had a starting quarterback go out, and they put in a quarterback who started at the beginning of the season. Can you just talk about how different one is to the other, depending on who plays?
Yeah, well, the Spate is the guy that we saw at Michigan several years back. And so we've seen him. He's a big kid, 6'6", more of a pocket guy. And the freshman is more of a dual threat. And, you know, Chip Kelly offense traditionally and typically is a run-first offense. And that's where they really had it going at Oregon when they were just running the ball up and down the field. I think they were over 300 yards a game 1 year or close to it. They were really good running the football. And so, we don't know who's going to play. At least I haven't heard. Maybe you know more than I do right now. So we'll prepare for both of them. But you got one is more of a dual threat and one is more of a in-the-pocket guy.
We've been asking you for years about the passing game. You talked about having to fix the throw game, and now the numbers have been off the charts here for 3 weeks. What's fixed it in your mind?
Well, probably the same things I said the last few weeks as far as what's been the catalyst for the offense in general. It starts up front. You know, the offensive line has been very good in protection the last several weeks. The receivers, the drops, you know, seem to have, they're, you know, much fewer. And, you know, Tyler's been very good with his reads and being patient in the pocket. And so I think you just combine all three of those. Plus, the, you know, maybe the as much as anything is the run game. When people have to respect the run game, usually the throw game, you know, is a benefactor of that. But in years past, we've had a strong run game and haven't been able to get the, you know, ball thrown with the efficiency we needed. So that's not always the case, but that certainly has helped this year. And Zach did a great job on Saturday night when he had 25 carries for another 100-plus outing. So when they have to pack the box to know, you know, to try to stop the run game, that opens up options in the throw. Then also, we're getting very proficient in the RPO game. You know, that's something, a strength of Tyler's. The RPO is one of the things he does very well, and that is, you know, a relatively new concept. And so that's something that we have got a lot of mileage out of.
Your defense this season, putting up some of the top numbers in college football this season. Do you guys feel like you would get more recognition nationally if you were in a different conference, or do you not pay attention to that?
Don't care. Don't pay attention to that. You know, that's just kind of a, you know, something you only control your controllables, and we don't put a whole lot of stock in that. And you're only as good as your last performance. So there's still, we're just barely over the halfway point. So there's still a lot of ball to play and a lot of challenges ahead. So we're just, like I said, try to be consistent in our approach and, you know, just continue. You know, there's things we're doing well, but there's a lot of things we can improve on. That's the focus, is improving on our shortcomings.
You said Max Depay was a bit of a surprise. What's been so different now that he's played live action versus maybe in fall camp or anything else?
Great question. The light switch has just come on, and that sometimes there's really no explanation for that. You know, a guy will be in your program and not make a lot of noise or do much, and then all of a sudden something clicks, and that's what's happened with Max. And he is turning into the player that, you know, the exact player that we hoped he would be when we recruited him. And that's been a huge plus for us because, as I've said before, we were a little bit thin on depth at D end. And that, you know, having him play at the level he's playing at is, you know, made a ton of difference, especially with Mika Tafua. You know, he was out for a period of time, and so he picked up the slack. Not only picked up the slack, but you know, just exceeded everybody's expectations.
How closely does UCLA's offensive scheme resemble what you saw in the Oregon days with him?
Quite a bit, and you know, he's just getting it implemented and getting it started, and I'm sure, you know, it'll continue to get closer and closer to what he wants it to be. But the basics are there. You know, he plays with tempo. The formations are very similar, and the run schemes are very similar.
But you seem to have utilized your tight ends a little more this year, and got some young freshmen in there. Can you just talk about those guys, how well they've been doing, and why maybe you're using that a little bit more?
Yeah, they've been a good weapon for us, and you know, we've got four that really play the bulk of the snaps, and you know, Jake Jackson is, you know, converted linebacker and really has adapted to that position very well, and had a touchdown reception Saturday night. The two freshmen, Cole Fotheringham and Brant Keithy, have been big pluses, and Brant is a tough matchup. He's not, you know, he needs to get bigger. He's only about 220, 225, but so he's, you know, he needs to put on some weight to continue to be more effective in the run game. But he's a tough matchup for a linebacker, and it's tough to cover. And he has a good feel for running routes, and he's got exceptional hands. So he's been a big plus. And Connor Holler is the other guy that has taken some reps, and not as many as the other three, but it's a big plus for us. You know, in the tight end, you know, the more weapons you have, the better off you are, and the tight ends have really stepped up and become very reliable.
I realize it's good to be first in the Pac-12 and a lot of things, but defense, first in rushing defense, pass efficiency defense, and total defense, is there any of those you put a little more stock in than the others? Or what's a better barometer?
Well, as I said, we always start with the run defense, and if you can defend the run and run the ball on offense, you're always going to have a chance. And so that's our starting point on defense, so I guess that might make it the most important, but everything's important. You know, the turnover margin of being able to take the ball away, sacking the quarterback, those havoc plays, that's something that's very important that doesn't usually get as much attention as the other, you know, more common stats. But it's all good, and the guys are functioning well, and Coach Scally and that defensive staff have got them in a good spot right now.
Thank you.
I think the last three games you've got roughly 300 passing, 200 running. It seems like the perfect balance. Yeah. Are you happy with the way?
Very much so. Yeah, the balance of the offense has been, you know, the blueprint that we've had the last several weeks has been perfect. And so, you know, we hope that we continue. I shouldn't say perfect, but very good, very productive. And so that's, in our estimation, when we're at our best, that's who we are. You know, what you've seen the last three games, and you know, it's not going to be like that every week. You know, some weeks you have to throw more, some weeks you have to run more, but the last few weeks have been very, very balanced and very ideal as far as what we're looking for.
We've seen now Chase Hansen leads the Pac-12 in tackles for loss, and over the last 3 weeks overall, how would you say your linebackers have played?
Outstanding. Those two guys are really a not only from a production standpoint on the field, but from a leadership standpoint, making sure, you know, everything's going like it's supposed to be going in everything, and whether it's in the weight room, in the meeting room, on the field, whatever. Those two guys have been outstanding for us, and they're both very productive. I mean, they're both making a bunch of plays, and Chase, you know, had an outstanding game last week. That interception was as, you know, athletic a play as you'll see a linebacker make. So those guys have been invaluable to our success so far.
We have a player leader program. How much does it cause you to reevaluate the individual and then the general process of recruiting and then bringing that player, wherever commits and signs, into your program?
Well, you're always evaluating everything, and you hate to see players leave, but you know, you just try to move on, and you know, as far as guys coming into the program, what was your question about guys coming in?
Just generally, does it cause you to reevaluate everything?
No, not reevaluate everything, but you want to make sure, you know, if you ever think you got all the answers and you don't need to keep trying to get better, then you're going to get, you're going to be in a bad spot. And so we're always trying to make, you know, the culture of this program is very important to us. And you know, I think we've developed a pretty good culture here, and our guys seem to be a very close knit and get along with each other. But, you know, in this day and age of football, to say that you're not going to have anybody leave the program ever, that's unrealistic. And so, you just got to, you know, focus on the players that you have in the program, and you know, anybody that chooses to move on, we wish them well and hope it works out.
Kind of piggybacking off that, Kyle, do you think coaches are having a harder time keeping guys around with the kind of transfers going on around the country in recent years? Because that, when you get a kid, you're doing backflips, get him to sign it, and NLI, send it in. But now it seems like the amount of kids moving on, it might be a little different. After you get
in the house? Yeah, probably a little more difficult than in years past, and with the new rule, you know, I didn't think that was going to make things dramatically different. I don't think it has, because most of the time if an athlete's not, you know, thinking he's got a better opportunity somewhere else, you're not going to hold him back. But it is, and also recruiting him, the other problem with the early departures of the NFL, you know, that's another issue that you have to deal with. And so, yeah, you recruit him one time to get him in your program, and you got to keep recruiting them while they're with you and try to hang on to them. But some positions are more prone to transfer than others. That's just the nature of the beast.
Keep the topic going. I know you talked about it in general terms, but specifically, anything to add about Jack Tuttle's decision to leave the program?
No, not right now. Like I said in the release, we just wish him the best, and we're just focusing on, you know, the task that we have at hand, which right now is UCLA.
To win like that in front of a crowd like that, a time of year when kids are doing on-campus visits, what is the reaction? What is the feedback you get from high school kids who see that in person or on TV?
Well, obviously very positive. I mean, it's you know, it's great to be able to you know, have you know, on a national stage or you know, a stage of some platform that a lot of people are watching, that when you play well and the kids see that. Even on TV, it projects, you know, well, the crowd and the atmosphere. But to be there is even, you know, that much better. And we had a fairly substantial recruiting weekend this past weekend, so it's very positive. And you know, I think it was had a big impact. So, but we'll see what happens.
It's rare to see a team get after Mitch the way USC did over the weekend. What specifically were they able to do scheme-wise? Because Mitch generally isn't under heat that often, but he seemed like he was pretty much every time he was back.
Yeah, they had a good plan, and we knew coming in they had been fairly aggressive with their punt return units. You know, they do a great job typically with special teams. John Baxter, who's their coordinator, he's a well-known special teams guy in the country, and And, you know, the two issues we had really two situations that were breakdowns. One that was a near block, and we didn't block it correctly. We had, a miscount with the protection, and so we had a guy turn loose that shouldn't have been. And then in the one that actually they got a hand on, we had a snap that pulled him off his spot, and he scrambled to try to get back to his launch point. When they're bringing max heat, and the snap's not where it needs to be, and you get the timing disrupted a little bit, that's usually not a good thing, and it wasn't Saturday night.
Yeah, we did talk about, you've got four Pac-12 games left, three on the road, and then you got the Ducks obviously coming in. You just talk about the challenge you have ahead of you.
We have UCLA, and that's our challenge right now, and you can't look past anyone in this conference. Our guys do a great job of not doing that, and so I really couldn't even tell you who we play next week. That's the honest truth, and we got all our focus, all our attention, everything centered on the Bruins.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.